7.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
What else do you need to know on Mother's Day? Well, Mom, all vaccines are contaminated, every last one of them. And that's what we got to do, Moms, Super Moms, to protect your children. And not from phony diseases or even real diseases that they have no idea how to really protect you from. The medical authorities have done a number on you, Mom. They've tried to convince you that doctors are smarter than you. And they're not. You're the one connected to the source of all sources and connected deeply to your children. And listen, I'm going to be at Autism One. And that's the 22nd through the 26th. That's not this coming week, but the following in Chicago, outside of O'Hare Airport. And I will encourage you all, if you're in the Midwest, anywhere in there, get in there. Even if you don't have a child impacted with autism or vaccine damage, if you're thinking of becoming a mom, you need to go to this event. In fact, even prior to that, this coming Friday and Saturday in Chicago, particularly Saturday for moms, doctors of all kinds, both Friday and Saturday, it's the 17th and 18th. Dr. Rasha Bitar, we do Advanced Medicine Monday every week. Mondays on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And he's got advanced medicine seminar. Big time. We're trying to get Liam Sheff up there for Saturday, which is going to be awesome. And he'll also talk about vaccines. What we were lied to. We were all lied to about those things. Completely lied to about those things. It is Happy Mother's Day. If you've woken up, hopefully it's before your child has been damaged by vaccines. If your child has been, we talk about how to recover those children. And, of course, I'll be talking about the gastrointestinal health recovery at Autism One, also the Health Freedom Expo, June 7th through 9th in Chicago. That's in Schaumburg, Illinois. Mark your calendars. Lots of cool events coming up. We always link them up in the show notes every year, 6 days a week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show at robertscottbell.com. Last hour, great discussion with Ed McCabe, Mr. Oxygen. We have a special deal from Mr. Oxygen. If you click and go to OxyRSB for Robert Scott Bell, OxyRSB.com, you'll see it there. Get a little bottle of the OxyLift. A lot of people buy them six at a time. That's how valuable they are. But get, even if just one, you want a toe dip, go ahead. The nice bonus here is that when you try this, you're going to get four DVDs for free with that order so that you can really not only flood your body with oxygen, but flood your mind with the information you need to prevent and reverse disease. So very powerful, valuable tool. Happy Mother's Day. Get your mom one of these things, okay? I know I'm going to have to because I hear my mom's calling. Is it Mother's Day? Am I hearing from my mom on the line right now? Mom, is that you?
Yes, it is me indeed.
Oh, my goodness.
One and only.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you so much.
What would a Mother's Day show be without Mom calling in? And like I said, I appreciate you doing that because your son's a real cad. He didn't even call you. You called me today.
That's right. Yeah, I guess you're so busy you don't even remember.
Oh, no. You jumped the gun. You got me so early I couldn't even recover because I had to be up at like 4 in the morning to get my son ready and out the door because he's on a major trip with his class to the Bayou of Louisiana.
That's exciting.
So my excuse is that I'm a dad and I had to get up early.
Okay, excuse accepted.
Hey, here's another Mother's Day gift for you, Mom. Everybody, if you don't know about Mom, Mickey Bell, she's written a book, A Life of Many Colors, My Journey from Israel to America. And, you know, that would be a real great Mom's Day gift for my mom is that you go online, you go to robertscottbell.com, you can link right through and get the book and learn about the backstory, not only of my mom, but probably a little bit about little Scotty Bell, too.
Yes. Very much so. And the book reads like a roller coaster ride, which has been my life in a sense.
Yeah, you have been quite a roller coaster ride. Your journey from Palestine that became Israel, your journey prior to that as a young child being kidnapped, and
right.
Oh my gosh, the intrigue, the stories there, and to recognize why you are just such a warrior and survivor.
Yes, and a trailblazer and a rule breaker.
Yeah. I see now when everybody wonders, where did you learn how to break the rules? And I'm not talking about the good ones. I'm talking about the ones that are there to keep you in line, to keep you away from liberty.
Exactly.
Because, you know, that's the thing. I was talking with Bruce Lipton on Friday's show, and you listened to that. You've met Bruce over the years as well, Mom. What a great guy. And he was talking about the first six to eight years of life, how the subconscious is being programmed for the rest of your life as well.
Exactly, yes. And kind of reminded me that I, unbeknownst to me, I was programming you to be a freedom fighter. Because I never blocked you or stopped you. You were running like a wild animal, and I was right behind you without blocking or stopping your exploration of the world around you.
So you're saying you didn't drop me in the middle of Manhattan and leave me? Not that kind of exploration.
No, not that kind, no. You were on the go constantly, and I was right behind you without blocking or stopping you.
Well, that's a tough thing for a mom to do, isn't it? You watch your kids grow. I mean, I'm doing it now, too, so you appreciate what I'm watching my kids do. And we do give them a lot of freedom, but we keep our eye on them as well. But the idea is exploration, to raise independent minds, thinking, questioning. Sometimes they can be annoying. They're kids, for goodness sake, but
right.
You don't want to shut them down, that level of independence.
Yeah, well, I don't remember you being ever annoying, though.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's Mom being like, I'm the perfect child. Everybody, look at that. Now I'm all embarrassed. But, hey, I appreciate, you know, again, your life has been quite extraordinary. I can't even conceive of the things, although you've written it down now in a book, A Life of Many Colors, and your journey has been quite extraordinary. And I appreciate so much that you dialed in to get me off the hook on Mother's Day here.
Yes, you are off the hook, and I'm going dancing tonight, and at age 79, I take no drugs whatsoever, take all the supplements you recommend, and knock on wood, thank God, I'm in perfect health.
Yeah, I was just going to check in on you, just not to put you on the spot, because I know the answer to that. At 79, you're dancing on Mother's Day, and you go out dancing as much as you can.
Right.
The secret to being young is?
Keep moving, keep being active, and don't take any drugs, and eat well, and take your supplements.
Well, super mom. Thank you. That's Mickey Bell Mom. If you want to hear a little bit about the backstory of RSB, it's in the book, and it's linked up in the show notes. Mom, thanks. Happy Mother's Day. I love you.
It's also available on Amazon.com, A Life of Many Colors from Israel to America.
Hey, and she's learning how to market. Excellent.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mom.
Have a
talk to you later.
Day, and my love to Nancy, your sweet wife, and a wonderful mother.
All right. Thank you so much, Mom. All right. Well, it is Mother's Day. I mean, how can you not take a call from your mom? I'd be in big trouble if that were not to happen, I guess, in this case. So we got a lot of healing to go. If you're a mom or if you want to wish a happy Mother's Day to your mom, we'll open up the lines, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. I hear that Liam Sheff is going to be joining us after the break as well, which is very exciting. He's going to be at the Autism One with me as well as the Health Freedom Expo, and we're trying to get him up to the Advanced Medicine Seminar coming up in Chicago this coming weekend, the 17th and 18th, on the 18th. And so we'll also talk about that. Interesting, what I will bring up with Liam as well, last hour when I was talking with Ed McCabe, Mr. Oxygen, he was talking about the color of blood today. That normally, you know, when you cut, you bleed, or if blood is taken from you, even if it oxygenates in the atmosphere, the blood is very dark crimson-y. It's not a bright red color. And he described it, as many doctors around the world have described it, because of the pollutants, the toxins in the body have created a scenario where blood doesn't look the same as it does when it's normally oxygen-rich and healthy, like when it's ozonated, for instance. And so when we talk a little bit about, because I'll ask Liam about the updates, he's been on top of this Boston thing for a while since the Boston Marathon bombing happened. And now it becomes all the more apparent and obvious that there is so much of the stories, the official stories, that are completely whacked out. I mean, completely unreal. And that includes especially that bright red paint blood that you saw on the streets. That was, unless these folks were the purest, cleanest, and healthiest on Mr. Oxygen supplements like the oxalate, there's no way that blood was that color. So we're going to get to that as well this hour with Liam momentarily. Now, what else is on tap here? We've got some other news stories that are linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And we're going to get to those. I mentioned the pollution increased in diabetes last hour. I mentioned also the all vaccines contaminated. And Liam talks extensively about it. There's a whole chapter on vaccines and the history of modern medicine in his book, Official Stories. But this quote, and this, it's not a well-written article that I have linked up in the show notes here at salem-news.com, but it is interesting because I found this first quote very telling. The chief, if not the sole cause of the monstrous increase in cancer has been vaccination. And you'll never guess the guy who said it. Dr. Robert Bell. No, not me. Not the humble homeopath with an attitude and an opinion, but Dr. Robert Bell, he was once vice president of the International Society for Cancer Research at the British Cancer Hospital. And I've gone on record, in fact, there's a video through iHealthTube of me talking about vaccine-induced cancers, how vaccines are responsible for a lot of cancers. Indeed, and now another Dr. Robert Bell backing me up on this one. So you can check out that story online. The link is up at robertscottbell.com. Again, remember Mr. Oxygen, the OxyRSB website. Also say thanks to Rife Frequency, Bioelectrics for Health. My favorite whey protein in the world is One World Whey. Also, choosetobehealthy.com is there for you when you want food-grown supplementation. After we come back from this break, Liam Sheff will be joining me, the conspiracy realist, talking about all kinds of cool stuff on Mother's Day. We'll be right back.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What's safe and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Tees. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Health talk that doesn't suck.
Is he a partner in crime? No, he's a partner in fun and reality and conspiracy realities as well. His name, Liam Sheff. He's going to join me at Autism One and also the Health Freedom Expo coming up in the Chicagoland area. We hope to see him also, if you can make it, to the Advanced Medicine Seminar coming up next Friday, Saturday, with Dr. Rashid Bittar. Liam Sheff is back with me. Liam, happy, Mother's Day to us.
Thank you, and I want to say hello to all the children at birth. You didn't send me anything, kids.
Oh, man. Well, what are you going to do with that? Listen, I was thinking of Mother's Day gifts. Of course, I got a nice call from my mom on the air. I heard your mom called as well, which is cool. The gift of...
No. I have to call my mom.
You had to call? You didn't?
No, I have to.
You're
holding me up.
Oh,
I'm supposed to be making the call, but somebody has a radio show.
Yes.
I decided to do that for a moment.
Well, you can blame me when your mom is mad at you, then. Okay. Listen, gifts to moms, gardening, maybe the gift of gardening. Or if you're a mom and you want to give a gift to your family, how about gardening? How about growing something that's not related to Monsanto or needing synthetic pesticides, herbicides, and fungicides?
Right. So I'm in the Midwest, and I'm going to a few conferences, and I'm working really hard at getting to Dr. Bittar's conference. So I'm trying to find a way, because, listen, it's like I said to Dr. Bittar, we were emailing about it. I said, you know, if you were doing a Pfizer-sponsored event, you'd have a bay of hotel rooms, an entire floor dedicated to anybody you wanted to bring. Mm-hmm. But because, you know, what we're trying to do is tell a little bit of truth among the horrific lies, the outstanding lies of modern medicine and science, you know, we got to sort of shuck and jive, beg, borrow, hopefully not steal, to get there. So I'm trying to work on my way to get to a hotel room for the place so I can come to this event and talk. So we're talking about that. I'm in and around the Midwest for the next, couple months. And it's very green here. I was in Maine for a long time, and it's very rocky and granite-like, and it's not so green. Love Maine, but it's very rocky. And it's very green here, and the lawns are stretching out, and I'm walking around what city am I? I don't remember. Iowa and Illinois, and I'm in and around these towns. And guess what I see? Lawns. Miles of lawns. And some of them are clearly Roundup lawns, because apparently dandelions are the worst thing that ever happened to anybody. So let's put Roundup on it. Let's support Monsanto. Monsanto, which created an entire business of genetically modifying seeds to keep their ridiculous Roundup pesticide under trademark. Oh yeah, watch Genetic Roulette with Jeffrey Smith. Learn a little bit about it, and watch what you're eating. You're all eating GMOs, by the way, all of us. So I'm looking, and guess what are in the lawns? Green, miles of green. Guess what's not there, Robert?
I'm guessing gardens of food.
Food. Nobody grows any food. They're paying hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars per year to keep a little bit of green that you're not allowed to walk on. You have to put a sign on it because it's been sprayed with something and it could kill your children or you. Okay. No. Let's not grow a potato. That would be unsettling to people. Wait a second. Don't plant any sunflowers. You could eat something coming out of there. And for God's sake, the tomatoes go in the back in a bucket, but don't fill your lawn with them, because you might enjoy it and you might rehabilitate your lawn. And so I'm looking around feeling depressed. I'm genuinely feeling very depressed about the state of the country formerly known as America.
Yeah, grow food, not lawns. You joked with me off the air, and it's not a funny joke, but I get it. I sense it. You know, you look around and you say, I see dead people. What does that mean, though, when you say it that way, in context of this discussion of growing food and not lawns, because everybody's growing lawns and not food?
Yeah, you remember in The Sixth Sense, there was a little kid, Haley Joel Osment, and he said, I see dead people. Well, he saw ghosts. And I'm looking around, and my eyes are now looking through a lens, and the lens is oil. The lens is petroleum. And when you look through the petroleum lens, you see that all of our food is grown 500 to 1,000, 1,500 miles away on average, that it's transported in long-haul shipping, that it's coated with that it's grown in anhydrous ammonium, which is derived from gas, that it's plowed with big oil-bearing machines, and that we are now invading every Middle Eastern country. No, this isn't a sci-fi network program. This is the reality. This isn't a video game. We're actually doing it, invading every country in the Middle East, destroying their infrastructure. Why? In the hopes to grab the last of the black, beautiful, energy-rich hydrocarbon stuff called oil. Well, that's right. It's the last of it. It's not the, you know, it's going to take a little while, but what they're telling us is this isn't going to last forever. Now, we have a way of life here that we're used to. And that way of life is that we can walk a couple hundred feet to a big air-conditioned box called a grocery store, pull something out of a freezer, bring it home, the thing we call home, which is another box, put it in another box called a radiation machine, a.k.a. microwave, and somehow put that into our body. Then we go into another box called a car. Then we go to another box called the doctor's office and complain that we have strange itches and hurts all over our body, and we don't know why. We're not going well. We're not doing well right now. So I want to encourage, I don't have the name for it yet, but and this has got to be the beginning of the summer of gardening. We've got to do, this isn't a joke. This isn't for fashion. This isn't to keep up with the Joneses anymore. We've got to just do it because we're going to need to be able to do it. You're going to have to be good at this in 5 years, an expert. Do you understand? Everybody out there who loves this show and loves the idea of self-sufficiency and not relying on government, they're not even handouts anymore. They're smackdowns.
Yeah.
You know, if you love the idea of being able to live your life, it's not a, this isn't an option anymore. You've got to go on and rehabilitate the soil and get a worm box and get a compost bin and start growing food. Don't you feel the clock ticking, Robert?
I do. And, you know, we've had some warnings over the years here on the air and even off the air. I mean, think of all the things we grew up with as you just described it. I was one of the, you know, generation of the food out of a box generation, one of the first in my way where it became more of a staple and not a delicacy or a treat. And because of that, I suffered like the canary in the coal mine. And this is, you know, I'm trying to raise our kids differently, obviously, now. I'm so happy my son has learned to garden at school that he's going to because, you know, he'll be teaching us as we reconnect with the roots of our grandparents or great-grandparents where it was a normal thing. It would be thought of as weird not to plant something.
Tell me about it. And look at that. The kids doing some, teaching the old folks something. That's so great. You guys got to build some raised bed gardens. And, you know, we got to have on the weekday show, let's really make a point of there are people doing this all over. And right now it's still sort of a niche project. And maybe people consider it, I don't know, fashionable or something, but it's just essential. And I want to get the gardeners out there to tune in and to make this show their show and to make us and you and everything that we do sort of a hub for them and for spreading
sure.
the information of how to do it.
Yeah, well, we're going to plug you into that and other Mother's Day things to consider. Moms, you want your kids to live long and healthy, happy lives. Teach them to farm like you used to do. If you didn't, then find out who did and start learning today. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on. Liam Sheff is my guest this hour. We'll be right back.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Move over organic. The Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia,
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show,
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all-natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Grow foods. Grow food, not lawns. Please, please. That's the message here on the Robert Scott Bell Show today and every day, 6 days a week. RobertScottBell.com. The links are up, including to our wonderful sponsors. There are banners up there. Please click on them. That's what makes this show, this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible. Stephanie writes, my husband said amen to that. He's always trying to kill lawns and grow gardens. Amen to that, Stephanie, and your husband for doing that. And Liam Shep is my guest. We got lots of upcoming events together in the Chicago area. Coming up, we'll be talking more. But if you're not sure, just go to robertscottbell.com, sign up for email alerts. We've got great news coming out. And Liam, you know, I can feel your angst and urgency. I don't know what the word is. Maybe even you say depressed, but it's an emotional urgency, this message, because the suburbs are in bad, bad shape. We got to rehab those soils, rehab the flora.
It's terrible. I mean, this country has gotten to the idea that dandelions are the worst thing that ever happened. But you can eat dandelions. You can actually eat them. They're good for you. But now the soil's filled with 7 or 8 generations of pesticides, increasingly toxic pesticides. Because everybody, I never understood lawn culture. I really never understood it. I always liked permaculture, you know, stuff that would be there and have multiple purposes. you know, for herb gardens or food. So I've always been a very bad American. I really never understood the American dream. And I always held that against myself somewhere in my head. I didn't understand driving around in cars, just burning gas for no reason. I just never got it. And then remember the 9/11 thing happened, and we were told that the message of Al-Qaeda, do you remember the message of Al-Qaeda?
Yeah,
was supposed to be death to America. Remember, yeah. You'd always hear, and Dave Letterman would have fake Osama bin Laden's come on and read something, and they'd say, death to, like, you know, talk about a movie, and then he'd say, death to America, and it became a punchline on Letterman. So death to America is supposedly what our enemies say to us, but this is exactly
what we're doing to ourselves.
It's us.
Yeah, we're doing it. We're inflicting it upon ourselves by destroying the very soil we live on. And rehabbing is going to take some years. I mean, transition from poisoned agriculture to organic agriculture takes a minimum of 3 years of transition, perhaps longer. And we've got a lot of things that we have to do to replenish the soils and bring the life back to it, because the first thing they kill is the earthworms. And, of course, the earthworms digest the soil so it's assimilable or available to the plants for their life and health. And when we eat the plants, so that what's in there is beneficial to us, not detrimental to us. And so we talk about it in terms of the microcosm and the macrocosm, because our gut ecology, we are destroying it through antibiotics and now GMO foods that are destroying the gut ecology. The microbes that we live with, they're more prolific in our gut than the more of them than we have cells in our body. And so, by the way, if you want to replenish, one of the big things we do here is the Doctoral Heroes probiotics we get from Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com. ChooseToBeHealthy.com, 866-424-1077. Restoring the integrity of the terrain, the soil, the milieu. That's what is doing internal. We've got to do it outside as well.
Right. I don't know how to do that. I have to go now and take courses in permaculture and do everything I can to learn how to rehabilitate. Can you rehabilitate glycophosphated soil, Roundup soil? Well, you know, we're in a, this is the fight of our lives, and we're not all going to, hey, I hate to be the rain on Mother's Day, but not everybody's going to make it through this. This is a very perilous period, and I'm walking through these suburbs, and people are just dead asleep, thinking that this plastic, toxic environment society is just going to, continue on? I know we're hitting a break, right?
Yeah, we're almost to a break, yes.
When we come back, if you'll grant me this, I was on an airplane and I picked up their Mind Garbage magazines, you know, Sky Magazine, whatever.
Yes, yes.
And I'm looking at Sky Magazine. I want to tell you what the article was selling.
Okay.
It will blow your mind. You will not believe what they're telling us to get ready for and the amount of destruction they say we just have to live with in the world.
All right. Well, stand by for that. Liam Sheff is my guest this hour, the Robert Scott Bell Show. Happy Mom's Day. And do the things that you hear here, and your mom will be healthy. And, Mom, if you want to keep your kids healthy, yeah, we got that too. Stand by. RobertScottBell.com. We'll be right back with more powerful healing.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay, can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Look out, Big Pharma. There's a new sheriff in town.
You called down the thunder, well, now you got it.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
What is it? What is it that we're being sold? Liam Sheff, we're traveling over to the Midwest. He's getting ready, hopefully getting up to the Advanced Medicine Seminar. It'll be at Autism One with me and the Health Freedom Expo. And check it all out. The links are up at robertscottbell.com. Liam, they're what were they selling you? That you can eat grass grown by Monsanto and you'll be fine? I mean, what could they possibly be saying now?
The Sky Magazine, the Delta Sky Magazine, was pushing an article, and in the article they had some business cow hack talking about the new fishing, right? So what was fishing? Fishing was when you got in a boat or sat on the banks of the shore and put a string in and put a hook on it and pulled the fish out of its happy life, hit it on the head, took it home and ate it. And it took a certain amount of work to do that. And then fishing became gas powered, right? And you did it by driving through the ocean with giant nets. And now a lot of the fishing reefs are overfished. In other words, the fish haven't been able to repopulate. So we're killing fish populations and driving them to extinction. Oh, that's cute. That's clever. Well, Americans need to eat more and more, as you know, because we're bigger and bigger. And the bigger you are, the more you need to eat. So the new fishing, it was said in Sky Magazine that the oceans, Robert, did you know this, are dead. They just haven't fallen over yet. In other words, it's fine that we've destroyed fishing in the oceans. That's okay. It's not a problem. Because the new fishing is going to be moved to tanks. All fishing in the world is going to be moved to tanks. China's doing it. Why shouldn't we? Well, we're doing it too. And these tanks, by the way, are green. They're green because they take the fish poop and they grow some plants with it. That's right. Fish can now live in tanks, and then you can eat the plants grown from their poop in a tank, in a metal tank constructed by humans inside of cities, with, you know, fed God knows what, with what kinds of diseases brewing in these, you know, biological pressure cookers, who knows? That doesn't really matter. The point is, you can never tell Americans to eat less. You can never tell us to eat lower in the food chain. You can never tell us to break any of our bad habits. And somehow people think that this is going to last. Somehow, I don't know how, but somehow people have convinced themselves. And it said in the article, at some day in the future, children, people will consider it as strange to eat fish that you caught in the ocean as you consider it to grow food in a garden.
Right. Okay. And we're going to mine the moon next for what? Minerals that we've just destroyed, you know, depleted from the soils of Earth. I'm stunned that that article actually, did they really use the language, the oceans are dead? We just don't know it yet?
Yeah, haven't fallen over yet. You know, we can talk about it more this week, and I'll get the article. It was just sure. It was a spur of the moment thing. It popped into my mind.
Yeah.
But yeah, that, the oceans are dead. They just haven't fallen over yet. I sat there in the plane, you know, I'm looking around at everybody, and God, everybody just seems to be a freaking pod person. Like, nobody's batting an eye. I want to yell out loud, where am I living? How is this possible? How have we gotten so callous? The oceans are dead. They just haven't fallen over yet. We're really, this is okay with people? I want out.
A higher
or to cash in my
chits. Liam, our higher powers of cognition are maybe dead as well when we look at events and how they're manipulated via old media. And, of course, you know, I pray that our listeners, the listeners of Robert Scott Bell Show, can see through this, like the events that occurred in Boston with the marathon bombing. I talked about the blood with Ed McCabe last hour, how that blood was totally fake. I didn't bring it up in terms of Boston, but we described what healthy blood looks like. And there's so much about the media and its reporting, whether it be through print or video, that is a construct of someone else's mind in order to throw a shield against reality, against recognizing what you've just said. I mean, that they could actually print up in a major, you know, Sky magazine, as they say, a lot of millions of people read it, that, well, the oceans are dead, they just haven't fallen over, and it's normal to grow fish in Detroit and just grow stuff from the... I guess it's innovation, but really, is that what we're expecting, that the oceans are so dead that nobody can go near them next?
You're right. Now, and your lawn is dead, so don't worry about that, because, you know, listen, I'm in corn country now. I'm looking at the soy and corn fields that are now 90% genetically modified. This isn't a joke. This isn't just some weird left wing hippie complaining about an owl falling out of a tree. This is the world food supply. You understand? We don't have a choice. We got to grow our own food because the morons, the genius idiots at the top, have decided that they're so smart that they can do it better than nature, which had as many years as nature needed to figure out how to do things. Well, no. Let's just take something from the tuchus of some sort of underwater salamander and put it in my corn. Thanks, everybody. Now my corn can't freeze. That's what I was worried about.
Well, let's try to find something happy to talk about on Mother's Day. I can't guarantee that we will. But
yeah, we will. Let's do it.
I'll attempt it on the other side of this break with Liam Sheff. And we've got lots of upcoming events. I'll remind you about those as well. But go to the links at the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We'll be right back with more of that.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good, have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death, and yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste, by far. Best results, by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888- 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazines.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Here's Robert.
All right, define Happy Mother's Day. There's a story here. Liam and I have been covering for a long time, and of course it goes way back into the HIV equals AIDS nonsense realm, and dangerous nonsense because they're poisoning women, children, adults, men, doesn't matter who. And the story of baby Rico, Lindsay Nagel, who's featured in the documentary film House of Numbers, alive and well in her early 20s because her parents plugged in with Duesberg and figured out that the antiretrovirals, the EZT, would kill her, the little baby. All the other babies at the time up there in Minnesota ended up dying. Little Lindsay Nagel survived because they pulled her off the drug. In her 20s, she's got her first baby. And unfortunately, they chose to have it in the hospital, this baby. And they knew of the history and background, and they basically took possession or threatened to take possession of this child if the baby wasn't put on powerful, toxic chemotherapy drugs for a phantom retrovirus that 100% of the people on Earth, much less 100% of the babies, will test positive for because of very specific reasons we've covered. This little baby Rico has been poisoned darn near to death, and now the good news is only temporary because over a few days they have a reprieve because the toxic drugs are so toxic, they said we got to stop giving the baby drugs, the doctors. And yet, the prediction here is they'll force her to put that baby back. I'm just, I want to say that's happy news, but only if the judge says, okay, you can stop with the drugs. Then it would be happy news for me, Liam.
Yeah. Man, you're bumming me out.
I know. I want to be happy Mother's Day, but, you know, go back to growing food. That makes me happy when I hear people growing food or see it happen, and when I do it, that's the happiness we want to spread now.
Yeah, this isn't happy news. This isn't happy news. We had Steve on, Steve Nagel, and listen, these people figured out the AIDS thing a long time ago, and for some reason, and I know they're punching themselves in the face now, they decided to have the baby in the hospital, and I know they regret it. And it sounds so crazy. I can't imagine that I tuned into this show 10 years ago and there was some guy whining about having a baby in a hospital and the AIDS stuff. Oh, there's such history there. You know, if you don't understand, HIV tests are fake. The AIDS drugs actually do kill people. So they cut this baby's stomach open. That's right, everybody. They cut the baby's stomach open and they put in a pee tube, percutaneous endoscopy tube, to put in the ground up drugs. The baby, of course, is dying on these drugs. This is a very small child. Very small infant, and you know the baby's now almost dead, and that's what they took the baby off the drugs. Who's almost dead, but they're going to turn around and put the baby on the drugs. They're giving it a couple days off until they kill it. You know, this is the way that the AIDS industry works. The AIDS industry works by it gets its satisfaction from seeing people die, because yeah. The AIDS industry is the eugenics industry. Every death for them is a victory. That's why they celebrate death. That's why they do. The cancer industry isn't quite that morbid. You know, they like to tell people they get 5 more years after they poison themselves, but the AIDS industry celebrates death. It's complex. It's complicated. It's in my book, Official Stories, Chapter 6.
Get it and read it. And listen, Liam, you know, this is the state religion at that point. When you can force a child to take drugs that would kill that child, take them away from the bosom of the mom in this case, and this is Mother's Day. This is why this message is so very important.
moms or moms-to-be, unless you're dealing with a literally life and death medical emergency, do not have your baby in a hospital. Keep them away from hospitals because they tend to do this kind of thing. And if they don't do it this way with a little baby Rico, they will give you a Hep B shot or this baby a Hep B shot, despite the fact that they're not intravenous drug users and not engaged in wild sex orgies. This is the insanity of that. Now, positive note, the upcoming events, Autism One. Liam will be there. I will be there. That's 22nd or 26th in Chicago outside the O'Hare Airport area. The following month will be Schaumburg, Illinois for the Health Freedom Expo, June 7th through 9th. Also, 17th and 18th, this weekend. This is Friday and Saturday. Doctors for both days, laypersons on Saturday. We're trying to make sure Liam can get there. How is it that people can support you in getting there? Because you're not sponsored, and we want you to be there.
Yeah. You know, I'll probably have to figure out how to get a sponsor over the next whatever. But I just trying to get to the Dr. Guattara event to give a talk. I'm covering some of my, you know, I cover all my own costs. So if people want to give me, I don't know, $5 to $20 and I can raise maybe $200 or $300, then I can, you know, afford to sleep there.
Yeah, have a place.
Or cover some other costs and then I can go and give the talk. And it, you know, there's a PayPal account. And I'm not really good at finding it. There's just a giant code. I don't really know it. It is on the front of my webpage though, which is exciting because I'm having some issues with it. But, if you go and there's a donate, it says donate. Let me find it. It says donate. But you have, did I send that to you, Robert?
Is it on at liamchef.com?
Yeah, it's down there. But if you scroll down, it says on the right hand side, it's kind of halfway or more down, third of the way down, it says donate, and you click on PayPal. But I sent you the link, and I guess I can post that on Facebook.
Yeah,
so if people
want to
donate $5 or $20, you could also, frankly, just, you know, buy a couple of books, at Amazon and get something for it. I mean, I get a lot less of that, but you'd get something, and I'd be happy with that. So, you know, whatever.
Right.
I'll try to make it work as well as I can. I know that's not the most organized plea for money, but we were just talking about it in the break. Like, can you get to Chicago? I said, yeah, I can get there. I don't know if I can stay there. So.
Yeah, right. I don't want to see you homeless in Chicago, especially with the kind of gift you're giving the folks that are attending these things. To really empower them with information and give them tools how to see through the lies out there, and whether it be dealing with the things we just mentioned with AIDS and HIV fraud or vaccines, which is a big issue, and that will be discussed at the Advanced Medicine Seminar with Dr. Bitar. There's a whole lot of education in thinking, how to think again, and the case in point of restoring that sanity of growing food and not lawns. And I would say of all the things we've done today, even though it's been pretty intense, the happy message is that those of you who are waking up listening to this show, and we have 5 additional days of the week through Natural News Radio, it's rebroadcast through UK Health Radio, available for download for free on iTunes. Please sign up for email alerts. I've got a special alert going on, going out this week because we're announcing the next Advanced Medicine Seminar outside of Chicago and then Charlotte. In early August, we'll be back in Cancun, and we're going to see if we can get down there for that. That's going to be a huge one. The Beach Boys are going to be there, I hear. That's the rumor. So we might even have some fun there. But, Liam, thank you for stopping by. Everybody, if you want to support him getting up there, we'll have the links up. If not, go to liamchef.com. Scroll down. You'll see the donate button or get official stories. Liam, thank you.
Thank you, Robert. Thanks so much. Bye, everybody.
Thanks as well to Ed McCabe, Mr. Oxygen. Go to oxyrsb.com. And you can give that to mom or mom, you can give that to your kids, and you will help oxygenate their life, flood their body with oxygen, and help them to heal. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.